What kind of person is acceptable with God? I suppose most of us would think the upright, moral, religious pillar in the community, surely he would be the one who would be acceptable with God. I want to look at a parable that Jesus told long ago dealing with this very issue, and we read in Luke chapter 18 and beginning with verse 9. He spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee, the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. The publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Now Jesus says, I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalts himself shall be abased, and he that humbles himself shall be exalted. Interesting story, isn't it? The setting is the house of God, the temple. These now have gone up into the temple to pray, to come before God. And Jesus is telling this parable about these because he's surrounded here by Pharisees and by very religious people. And he's telling this parable in a special way to arouse their thinking. These two men, then, the Pharisee, who was the very religious, orthodox Jew, the moral Jew, the one who insisted upon the keeping of the law. This is the one man. The other man that he speaks of is the publican, or the tax collector, and he was at the bottom of society. He was sort of a renegade Jew, someone who had really sold his services to Rome, and the Jews regarded him as traitors. They were servants for Rome, and Rome was, of course, hated as the oppressing nation. Rome was the nation which kept Israel, really, from having its freedom. And here were these who were tax collectors who sold their services, really, to Rome and taxed their own people. And the nature of the arrangement was, too, that they were able to keep whatever they got over what was required by Rome from them. And so there was a lot of abuse, a lot of dishonesty, a lot of overcharging. And these tax collectors were hated by the Jews, with a holy hatred. So these two men, who come from extremes in society, the one the most moral, the most orthodox, the most religious, the most respected, really, in his society, and the other, this tax collector, who was despised, who was hated, who was viewed as a traitor, these men were usually dishonest in their whole approach. And so they were viewed as being at the very bottom. They were the scum of Jewish society. The Pharisee now goes to the temple, and he stations himself. He stood and prayed. He stationed himself, no doubt with a view to being observed, being very aware of the eyes of others watching him. And so he takes his station. He stands erect and proud. He's a Pharisee. He's a good man. He holds out his hands as he prays and is very obviously a good man, a moral man, a religious man, now praying to his God. Impressive, isn't it? Now, his prayer is interesting, isn't it? His prayer begins with speaking to God. And as he speaks to God, he begins to thank God, really, for himself. There's no thanking of God for his mercy, his grace, his love. There's no expression of appreciation for who God is or for what God has done. But he stands there and he's very conscious of his own goodness. Notice what he says about himself. He says, I'm not like the average man, God. I'm better than the average. There are a lot of men that are unjust, that are extortioners, dishonest in business. There are a lot of adulterers in our society. Lord, you know the moral standards are not what they should be. But Lord, you know that I am a good man. And I'm thankful I'm good. And in effect, he says to God, you should be very thankful too for me, because I am a good religious man. He not only talks about his morality, he talks about his religion, because he took his religion very seriously. And he says of his religion, I fast twice in the week. Now, actually, fasting was only required about once a year for the Jews. The Day of Atonement was a day of fasting, time of fasting. But here's a man who, we'll say, goes beyond what is required religiously. Twice a week, he says, God, I fast. I take my religion seriously. I'm willing to inconvenience myself for my religion. I want you to know how serious I am and how devoted I am to my religion. And then he not only speaks of his fasting and self-denial, but he talks about his giving. And he says, I give tithes of all I acquire. Everything I acquire, Lord, I give a tenth of. And the Pharisees were very, very scrupulous in this. They would even tithe the herbs. Remember the Lord mentioning that in Matthew. You tithe the mint, the anise, and the cumin. Imagine, a man is harvesting his mint, and when the leaves are dried, he counts them out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Those are for himself. Number 10 goes to God. So one-tenth of everything. Very scrupulous. Very exacting. In giving, he says, I give 10%, but no more. He didn't say that, but this, of course, was true. He would give 10%, but no thought of giving more. That was all God got. But he would get it, and the Pharisee would be very sure that he got that 10%. He looks at the tax collector, you notice, too. And he says, I am thankful I'm not like that man. Lord, you know that man. Dishonest, a traitor to the people. He's at the bottom. Oh, God, I'm thankful I'm not like that tax collector. What do you think of that prayer? Now, he probably told the truth in what he said. The Lord doesn't imply that he was lying when he said he fasted twice a week or gave 10%, or that he wasn't a moral man outwardly. Apparently, he was what the world would say was a very good, very religious man. You'd think, surely. Surely this man now would be accepted by God. And surely the proclamation from heaven would be, this is a good man and all heaven is pleased with him and he'll surely go to heaven. Well, Jesus told about the tax collector who stands there. And as he stands there, he stands afar off, it says. Apparently, maybe off in a corner of the temple area. He wasn't going to be in a prominent place. He knew he was kind of despised by most people. And so he just stood off by himself. He stands apparently with his head down. He wouldn't lift up his eyes to heaven. He just stands with his head down, kind of a broken man. He beats on his breast. He's a troubled man, a deeply troubled man. And the emphasis of that expression is that he kept beating on his chest. And then he prays. And it's just a very short, kind of broken prayer. He just says, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I am a sinner, Lord, you know it. And I need your mercy, and I need your forgiveness. And, oh God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Quite a contrast in the prayer from the other man. You notice in this case, he isn't complimenting himself. He's criticizing himself. He's very aware of his own lack. You notice that here he isn't looking at others. He doesn't look at the Pharisee and compare himself. All he can think of is, I stand before a holy God, and I have sinned, and I'm not right with God, and I'm not ready to face God. And he's very conscious only of himself and God, not looking at anyone else. I'd like to suggest that's real prayer. As long as you're thinking of what others are saying, as long as you're thinking of the impression you're making on others, you're not really praying to God. But this man here now is a broken man, his head down, beating his chest, not caring about anyone else, not caring if others saw him. Some might look at him and say, well, he's making a fool of himself. But he's a broken man, broken because of his sin. He says, oh God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Which of those two do you think was justified or declared righteous, or we could say saved or sure of going to heaven? Which of those two pleased God? Which of those two did God smile upon as they left the temple? And which of those two did God say, this man is right with me? Oh, you might say, well, surely the moral man, the good man. No, no, no. Jesus said, no. The good man, the self-righteous man, who thought he was so good he needed no forgiveness, went down to his house condemned under the judgment of God. That man will go to hell because we're all sinners. And that man, too, was just as much a sinner as anyone else. Who went down to his house saved? The man who took the place of being broken before God. The man who was truly repentant. The man who said, oh God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Which of those two men are you like? Are you one who is broken and confessing your sin and trusting the Lord Jesus?